Almost 300 economists have signed a letter to the American Economic Association strongly urging it to adopt a code of ethics requiring disclosure of potential conflicts of interests. The 135-year-old American Economic Association, or AEA, does not have a code of conduct for its approximately 18,000 members. Over half of its members are academics, according to its website. Gerald Epstein and Jessica Carrick Hagenbarth of the University of Massachusetts wrote in a letter they sent to the AEA that they strongly urge that they create and then promote adherence to a professional code of ethics that at a minimum requires transparency with respect to potential conflicts of interest. They wrote that they believe this would be an important and necessary step toward enhancing the credibility and integrity of the profession. The letter was signed by 292 economists, including former White House advisor Christina Romer and Nobel laureate George Akerlof. The letter suggests an ethical code should require economists to disclose financial ties and relevant personal or professional relationships that may have the appearance or potential for a conflict of interest in public speeches and writing. The issue has recently garnered more attention after the financial crisis, and the documentary film Inside Job highlighted economists' potentially conflicting roles. The letter cited Epstein and Carrick Hagenbarth's study of 19 financial economists that found the majority did not reveal private financial affiliations. It also cited a Reuters study of congressional testimony that found that roughly a third of academics testifying on financial regulatory reform did not reveal their financial ties. The Reuters special report analyzed the testimonies of about 100 academics between late 2008 and early 2010. Epstein and Carrick Hagenbarth wrote that they anticipated some pushback, including arguments that many academic economists are already subject to conflict of interest policies by their universities. But they say that these codes primarily prescribe conduct that would conflict with the interests of their universities and do not address potential conflicts with respect to the broader public or government. Others may think that listing their paid positions on the resumes is sufficient, they said. The letter writers added that they did not agree with this view and that it is not reasonable to expect the public to look up each expert's CV and biography when trying to assess their statements. The AEA will discuss ethics at its annual conference in January, according to an email obtained by Reuters from an AEA executive committee member. In a separate email to reporters, AEA President Robert Hall said that historically the association has declined to adopt a code of conduct as it lacks sanction powers over its members. Hall wrote that, like his predecessors, he is skeptical that the AEA is well positioned to cure any ethical lapses that economists may be committing outside the association itself. Still, the topic might benefit from further discussion within the organization. The following is the full text of the letter sent to the AEA by Gerald Epstein and Jessica Carrick Hagenbarth and endorsed by 292 economists. Dear Dr. Hall, we strongly urge the American Economic Association to adopt a code of ethics that requires disclosure of potential conflicts of interest that can arise between economists' roles as economic experts and as paid consultants, principals, or agents for private firms. As the economics profession serves a prominent role in economic policy, the public's confidence in the integrity of the profession will, in part, depend on how the issue of potential conflicts of interest is addressed. We believe that the AEA, as the main professional organization of the economics profession, should take the lead on creating and adopting a code of ethics to address this issue. More specifically, we propose that the AEA adopt a code modeled on that of the American Sociological Association. This code could state that economists should maintain the highest degree of integrity in their professional work and avoid conflicts of interest and the appearance of conflict. Moreover, economists should disclose relevant sources of financial support and relevant personal or professional relationships that may have the appearance or potential for a conflict of interest in public speeches and writing, as well as in academic publications. This issue has taken on greater salience as the recent financial crisis has highlighted economists' potentially conflicting roles that may have affected their real or perceived impartiality as analysts and experts. For example, In an assessment of 19 economists who have played prominent and influential roles in recent public policy debates, Gerald Epstein and Jessica Carrick-Hagenbarth found that 13 out of 19 economists had private financial affiliations indicative of some possible conflicts of interest, but only 5 had clearly and publicly revealed their affiliations. A Reuters study of congressional testimony by academics, many but not all of whom are economists, analyzed 96 testimonies given by 82 academics to the Senate Banking Committee and the House Financial Services Committee between late 2008 and early 2010, as lawmakers debated the biggest overhaul of financial regulation since the 1930s. They found that roughly a third of the academics did not reveal their financial affiliations in their testimonies based on a comparison of the text of their testimonies available on the Congressional Committee's websites with their resumes available online. Economics is unusual among the social science professions in that it lacks professional ethical codes or guidelines. In addition to the American Sociological Association, the American Anthropology Association has a code of ethics. Similarly, the American Psychology Association and the American Statistical Association both have guidelines for ethics. These codes and guidelines vary in several ways. Some demand that professional members simply reveal potential conflicts. Others demand that they do whatever they can to avoid or end such conflicts. We anticipate that objections may be raised to this proposal for a code of ethics. First, some may argue that this code would be redundant, since many academic economists are already working under a conflict of interest policy as put forth by their respective universities. But these codes primarily prescribed conduct that would conflict with the interests of their universities and do not address potential conflicts with respect to the broader public or government. Moreover, many economists are not academic economists, and they too should be held to uniform standards of professional conduct. Second, some economists may believe that listing their paid positions on their CVs and/or biographies constitutes a sufficient act of disclosure. However, we do not think this is sufficient disclosure. It is not reasonable to expect the public to look up each expert's CV and biography when trying to assess their statements. Our proposed code would require economists to disclose all relevant potential conflicts of interest in all relevant situations, particularly in academic articles, general media pieces, speeches, and testimonies. In conclusion, we strongly urge that the AEA create and then promote adherence to a professional code of ethics that at a minimum requires transparency with respect to potential conflicts of interest. We believe that this would be an important and necessary step towards enhancing the credibility and integrity of the profession. We urge the AEA to take up this matter at its first opportunity. For further information on economic and social rights, you can visit Equipo Niscor's related webpage. This program has been prepared with the information provided by Christina Cook for Reuters and by the Political Economy Research Institute of the University of Massachusetts Amherst. This program has been produced by Radio Niscor at our studios in Belgium on January 6, 2011.